Hello. Thank you for calling Contour Mortgage. My name is Kenny. How may I help you?
I was returning the phone call.
Yes, thank you so much for returning your call, sir. May I speak to Sandra?
She's not available.
Is this her husband?
What?
Is this her husband?
Yes, it is.
Thank you, sir. My name is Kenny on behalf of Contour Mortgage. Thank you for returning our call. The reason of our call was regarding a credit pull your wife recently did for a mortgage transaction. We are one of the lenders, and we just wanted to present our numbers to you so you can compare them to your current offer. Were you guys shopping around to purchase a home, to get a loan, refinance, or are you guys planning to cash out?
Cash out.
Oh, okay. So what I could do, sir, since so we could actually, you know, provide you our basic information. I could transfer you over to my license agents. They will provide you that information. It would only take like 3 minutes of your time with no obligation at all. Okay?
Look. Mm-hmm. I don't want to do a credit pull on her.
No.
And let her go down.
No. We won't do the credit pull. Because you keep in mind, sir, that you guys do have 45 days in order so you can shop around, that this will not affect your score.
All right, let's do it.
All right, give me a second. I will be on the line with you while I connect you, and I will introduce you over to them, okay? What is your first name, sir? What's your first
Moore.
Name? Moore.
Moore.
Mark, thank you. Okay, give me a moment.
Hello, this is James Weiss.
Hi, James. I have the account is under Sandra Hadnot, but I have her husband, Mark, on the other line.
Sounds good.
Great. You guys have a nice day.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, my name is James Weiss. I work for a company called Contour Mortgage. We help people with all sorts of different kinds of loans, buy properties, refinance, all those kinds of things. Can you give me an idea of what you're trying to do, and I'll figure out how I can help.
I was trying to get some money to take care of some debt.
And you own a house, and you're trying to pull it out of the equity?
Yeah, equity, yeah.
Okay. How much money do you think you need?
About $70,000.
$70,000?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. So, can you give me an idea of, so when we're looking at pulling cash out of the equity, it's important to know how much equity you have. So do you know how much your house is worth?
They told me roughly $322.
$322. And how much do you want?
Hold on. I'm saying $370.
Okay. Well, you know better than we do a lot of times because you live, you know, in and around the property.
Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah. So I'll believe whatever you say, because you know better than I do, for sure, on that. Cool. So how much do you owe on the mortgage?
$158.
So there's tons of equity here. That's good. All right. So can you get, the other thing that really kind of matters, especially in Texas, what kind of credit score are you working with?
Man's about 500 hertz is like 630-something.
Okay. So in the trick here is that in Texas, you can't do a cash-out refinance with a government loan. And with a government loan. So there's a couple of different programs that are government loans, like the FHA and the VA are government loans.
It's the FHA loan.
I mean, you can't do an FHA loan to pull cash out of equity in Texas.
Okay. Well,
the property's in Texas,
that's
right?
That's in this conversation.
Okay. I mean, and it's not me. You're not. That's a law. You can't do it. Just heads up.
Okay, I'm not upset, man. If I can't do it, I can't do it. Let me get back to work. All right.
Sounds good. Have a good day.
Bye.